Today we're discussing Yunani Chayshim Mishpat, Meiva also. An interesting shayla. Story happened like this. Someone owned a mini market in Eretz Yisrael, northern Eretz Yisrael, small yeshuvim there. So he owned a mini market at a certain yeshuv. Happened there Shabbos, he's lost to close shop, close the store, and all of a sudden he sees a friar Jew running from that yeshiv that's running. He says, don't close the store yet. So this from Yid waited, and he came to him. He's running, he comes out of breath, and he says, what a net, a miracle that I was able to catch you before you called the shop. Because you're only shop in this yeshiv. The only store around here. There's not a store. And what would I do without you for Shabbos? So he asked him, this from you asked this chilani, what do you forget to buy for Shabbos? You forget to buy wine, challahs, neiros for Shabbos. What's your rush over here? So he said, I want to buy 2 packs of cigarettes. I just realized I finished my last pack of cigarettes. And so mazel, I caught you before you closed. How are we going to have Shabbos without smoking a cigarette? What Shabbos is going to be without smoking a cigarette? So the shayel, the firm person who owns the store, the mini market, he says, how can I sell it to him? I should be a shittuf to chil Shabbos. So the chilani, the friar, sees, you know, he's hesitating in selling the cigarettes, and he tells him, b'tkif, he tells him strongly, he says, you know, you should know, this yeshiv that you had the mini market is a fire. It's a chilani. It's a fire yeshiv. And we allow you to open a store in this yeshiv because you service us. And if you're not going to sell me out of cigarettes, I'm going to report you to the people, the head of the yeshiv, and they're going to close you down. They'll put you out of business. So he came and asked the shayla, what should he do? By him selling him 2 packs of cigarettes, he's going to cause chil Shabbos. It's emissary of Neiva Dereis over here. Because he... There's only store in the neighborhood. He lives somewhere out in the yeshiv. You know, there's in the yeshiv in that cell. You can be miles and miles. There's no store.
Maybe he can't sell
him
cigarettes on a weekday anyway.
Huh?
Cigarettes altogether.
Weekday, at least he doesn't tell you he's smoking on Shabbos. Maybe he's telling you, I want cigarettes. What Shabbos without a cigarette?
That wasn't his question. His question was canceled.
What? Can he sell during the week? Yes, he can sell during the week.
No. His question is it
health?
Health. Health bar. You're talking about the health bar. No, there are people that make them. There are shittas that make them. They hold that each cigarette doesn't cost a kind of fashion. It's only if it accumulates a number of years. So there are shittas that are make them. There are that says no. They all say you shouldn't smoke, but to say it's asa and to sell cigarettes, no one says it's asa. So the question like this is, can he sell to this person that he's going to smoke the cigarettes on Shabbos? And he wants to sell, if not, he's going to close them down. So he came there to Shaila, what should he do over here? The Mishnah in Shvi'a says, in Perakei Mishneches, Beisila says, you're allowed to sell an ox, a parah, chereshes, the shvius. You're allowed to sell an ox on shvius, the mineshiyach or shechter. Because you have a choice. You could shechter also. Not always you buy an animal, ox to be chereish. Sometimes you buy an ox because you want to shechter and you want the meat. So the Mishnah told me, Shnasa Shemitah, that you're not to work on the field, not to sell. But you're allowed to sell to Yisrael Choshed. This Ayvah Dini Shemitah, Kozik Mitzayra, he's selling it to Shech. He's buying it to Shech. However, the Mishnah ends off, But let's say he says clearly, he's buying the ox because he needs it for plowing on Shemitah, you now sell to him. Why? And if you sell to him, you're either Issa of Lefneva. So in our case, it would have been Issa to sell him the cigarettes. I have closed him down, but still he's either Issa of Lefneva. However, they say it's an afkamina. Because over here in our case, if he's giving me a sirev to sell the cigarettes, the city, the yeshiva closed him down. There happens to be a very interesting tzad from Maral Diskin. Maral Diskin is in Kuntis Achlein in Kais Kufman Hay. He says that he said like this, Chiddush Gadol, but this is what he said Maral Diskin says. And we'll apply Maral Diskin to a number of places. Maral Diskin says in Kuntis Achlein, Kais Kufman Hay, that someone's tevei his friend, that he should give him Michael Issa. And he warns him, if you're not going to give me the Michael Issef, I'm going to burn down your business. You're allowed to sell it. You're allowed to sell them to matzah yourself. And there's no Issef neither. And he brings two riots to him. He says, there's no Issef neither. Issef is, I give him directly, and I give it to him to drive an Issa. But I'm doing all that only because I want to save myself, not because I want Issef neither. Because I want to sell myself and be closed down for business, then there's no Issef neither. That's a Chiddush Gadol from Maral Diskin. So maybe according to Maral Diskin, in our case, if the Baal HaChanutz, this one who owns the mini market, is not mechuyev to maaseh panosai because the person is going to smoke on Shabbos. The issa is only if you give it, you do it on your own rutzen to be machshel him. Over here, I mean, he's forced to give it to him. Says no, then he's not either issa neva. I let me kasha from the Ramah. The Ramah says in Tov Resh Nimvav, and also in Yerdeya Kufnun Zayin, the Ramah says that there's a chiluk between Esa and Light Esa. Comes to Esa, if you're either Esa, you have to give one chaimish. When it comes to Light Esa, then you have to give all your money. You have to give all your money. If not to either, if you either a Light Esa b'kum v'asei, you lose all your money. So I'm going to buy cigarettes. But I'm doing kumasei, I'm giving the cigarettes, the chayes of kumasei. But according to Maral Diskin, there's no kasha. Why? Because that's only if you, when it comes to Issa Fneiva. But if Maral Diskin said, there's no Issa Fneiva over here. Because I'm not doing this, I'm doing just the same myself. Even though incidentally, it's Lefneiva, but that's not Mika Kavana, so in Mela, there's no Issa of Lefneiva. That's a Chiddush Gadol, from Maral Diskin. But we'll see in a few cases that this is what down other data paiskim.
Why do you stop by doing cigarettes? What's the guy comes in says I'm making a barbecue tonight, Friday night?
Same thing. Ma'aseh shehayah kachaya. Ma'aseh shehayah kachaya. If someone comes and says, I'm making a barbecue tonight, I'm having 50 people over at 10 o'clock at night, which is Seshchem Mechodes, and I'm making a barbecue, I need very bad, I need a call. Same Allah, same Shai will be. It's the same thing. If he says clearly, that I'm doing it with Issa, then there's a Shiloh Neva. Okay, but here he's threatening, really, you can now sell him. But here he's going to say, you close down your business, then it's okay. However, if you can, if Esher, the Meicha, of the owner of the mini market, should try to tell him, try to convince him, listen, I'll sell you the cigarettes, but yeah, you should give him a mussy. He said, listen, why don't you play around with your Yeshama? Shabbos, Kedusha Shabbos, Mekor HaBracha, it's a simon that we're eating, and tell them the Miles of Shmir Shabbos. That someone of them have it also. So try to convince him not to, but you can give him the cigarettes, but try to convince him not to smoke.
Does that work by Shemitah also?
Huh?
Does that work by Shemitah also?
What? If you lose a business. If you lose a business.
And if you tell the guy, you try to convince him.
Right, yeah. But Ikez, he should not. You have to use the Seder Maral Diskin. I'm not doing it because I'm going to lose business on the deal. He's going to put me out of business.
Put you out of business.
Put you out of business.
But that's
super
right. He's not
going to
listen.
Huh? You never know. You never know. You got to give your. You have to say what you have to do. Whatever the best.
Yeah, you know. And if he doesn't threaten?
Huh?
And if he doesn't.
Then don't sell him.
Don't, or you're not allowed.
You're not allowed to sell him. So it's neither. You're not allowed to. All right. Another interesting Shiloh. The same you say. In the Kavitz Shuvahs, there's a Shuvah from Yashiv there. In Chedek Aleph, Simen Mem Dalet. And Shas Shuvas Kav Shuvas Chelakal Simem Dalad. So when he wrote him a Shaila, interesting Shaila. He says, how could the Yidden, former Yidden, in Eretz Yisrael, protest on Shabbos, close down Kvishim, close down streets, and so on? If you close down the street, who comes? The police come. They come with their cars, with the horses. They come, you know, 50 policemen, they come. You're going to kill Shabbos. What you're doing, you're going to kill Shabbos. So how could you make a protest on Shabbos? It's a little bit shy like that. How could you make protests on Shabbos all over Tzor Yishalayim, all over Tel Aviv, places that make protests on Shabbos? How can you make any protest? You're going to kill Shabbos. So Bayashiv answered back. He said, according to Shmuel Diskin, there's no answer. Why? Because we have to make Afghanis not to make Risa Shabbos. Because if we don't make Afghanis, all Eretz Yisrael become Hefka. Everyone, the buses will go, the cars will go, it will be like a regular weekday in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe we have to make Afghanis. We have to do ours. That the police comes, we're not mature on that. We're doing ours. Aye, Goyim. That's incidental. We have to do ours. The police will come, say, have Mal Diskin. So, man, it's incidental, therefore it's okay.
The police only come because they act like animals.
Huh?
The police only come.
No, they come no matter what.
If all these people would sit on the side of the street and sing mirrors and say Shabbos and act like not like
no, animals. No, they're blocking the traffic.
If the police don't let them make up on foot, not blocking traffic.
What? Then they don't get anywhere. They don't get anything. I'm telling you, they're blocking traffic. So, Mela. Okay?
Especially if you're on for prime minister.
Huh? Okay.
I'm just saying, it's not
Afghanistan. They're not going to finish. It's just not like that. There's protesters and protesters, okay? There's some that act like animals. There's some that there are, you know, you can have 1,000 protesters. All you need is 10 Meshugayim to throw rocks, that's all. But the 990 aren't throwing rocks. They're peaceful demonstrators. Just so other people get out of hand. Did you ever see a demonstration at the show? Okay. So I'm telling you, yes, people are there. Most of the people there are law-abiding citizens. They don't throw rocks. It's just a few Vilna Chevra that throw rocks that make the whole, cause the serious problems. And you can see the signs up in Eretz Yisrael. If you all go through Meisharim and Yishalayim, you see signs, don't throw stones. Do peaceful protection. That's Eidach Reis writes like that. All the signs by Kamer Gdeir Yisrael. You should not do things which are Vilna Zachem. But to make a peaceful protest, you're allowed to. I mean, the gay rights in Eretz Yisrael, they do peaceful, also block off traffic. They'll do the same thing. What? No, I'm just saying. The peaceful protest is what he called that's legal. Okay. Another interesting shayla. In the Chashur Chemed and Ksuvas Gimel on Beis, he brings down an interesting shayla. The meaning is by Chassan, the Shabbos before the Chassana, you make Eifrof. And normally you call up Taliyah, you throw candies at him. Normally you throw candies before Kiddush. And says in Simon Reish Peipes, it's the finale before Kiddush. But there are many Amoratsim who catch bags, they eat before Kiddush. So if someone has to shayla, maybe you shouldn't throw any candies anymore. Yerlof Neiva, because people are eating before Kiddush. So the answer was given, there's no chiyah to hold back, to throw, to because Amoratsim. And there's no Yosef Neiva, and it's David tomorrow with this game, that now Mechoy Timasi, the Simna Tava, because of Amar Atzim. Can the same you say, they get a very serious Shaila. They get a very serious Shaila. A Chayla She'ein by Sakana. Someone's life is not in danger. His life is not in danger. So he has a choice to go to doctors on Shabbos. He can go to a doctor that's Shema Shabbos, and go to the Namachal Shabbos. So the Pesach is, you should always go better to a doctor who's Shema Shabbos. Why? Because he has to do Melacha, he's doing it out of Shem Mitzvah. So in Mela, he's allowed to do Melacha. But the Machal Shabbos doesn't care. But let's say, so if you go to Shema Shabbos, but let's say in your situation, the only doctor you can go to is to a non-Shema Shabbos doctor. In your area, or you go to the hospital, there's only, on call, there's only a non-Shema Shabbos doctor. Who's not Shem Toy Mitzvahs. Or, and even better, A rifle chilani who's more mumchen this mitzvah. You need a special doctor, a heart specialist, or whatever the specialist you need. And you have a Shem Shabbos doctor, but the chilani doctor, the fry doctor, is more of a mumcha. That he can do something over here. He can do a better job. So merit halach is you go to Michal Shabbos, even though you know for sure that this Michal Shabbos will turn on the lights, will write notes, which is not necessary. He'll do melachas d'oraisa, do melachas d'rabbanan, he'll do all type of melachas. Still you're out there. That's what the Shlomo Zalman holds, and Shlomo Zalman says it's called in Shmei Shabbos Kachasai and Perek Mem Sifkat and Chazayin. He says that just like someone, let's say someone owes you money, and the Leiber tells you, Leiber, the one who borrowed the money to Russia, and he doesn't want to pay back, and he tells the Malva, if you can take me to Beis Din or the court, I'm going to curse you, and if they make me swear, I'll swear a sheker. Still, through a hachi, the dinner's bar, the Malva is not supposed to hold back. He's taken to Beis Din Tzarkois. Even though he's a square sheker, you're allowed to do such a thing. So you can do that by court. So certainly here also, this rifle is mechayev medina to be mapping you, even though you're chayev l'shem b'sakana. And he brings them and the Shlomo Zalman quotes the Meral Diskin, because since his job is to do a fool, this guy who holds the money, who borrowed the money, doesn't want to pay back. You have a right to be tevayim. He's going to swear falsely. It's incidental. It's not what you bring him. So there's no listening ever then. So also by the doctor also. He's a choy to merapa. So in Mela, even though he might be Michal Shabbos, so he brings on Meral Diskin, there's no listening ever. That's what Shlomo Zalman writes in Shmei Shabbos Chasai. And same thing he speaks out in Shabbos that she was Michal Shlomo Chelegal Simon Zayim. He says, because just like every Tevaya, every person that's Tevaya, b'shvua, and you chayav the nitzvah b'shvua, even vaday, you know he's going to swear sheker, but since you're doing kedin, you don't have to be mischashiv that you're mashiv going your friend the shvua sheker. Only a case where your mamash you give him directly gufa isa, or he saw machlisha on shvius, you know he's going to plow on shvius, then it's also. But if it's only derech agav, you're going to be either zokter of Shlomo Zalman, there's no also. So same thing here, except for Shlomo Zalman, him by Reifa also. He's going in the same case. He says by Reifa, he's allowed to, since his job is to matzah the chayla is not mechoyev to mischashiv that the Reifa be ayvim on itzum and atayra. And the same thing speaks out in the sefer called Shulchan Shlomo Rafua. There's three volumes. And it's spoken from Shlomo Zalman. There he brings down this Micha Shlomo, and plus he adds on from Ksav Yarev Shlomo Zalman, that reiterates it. And same thing, you look in the new Shmei Shabbos Kachasai in Perek Mem Sifkot Lamedes, again, Rav Shlomo Zalman says the same thing, and he quotes Meral Diskin. And when the Svar of Shlomo Zalman says Michal Shlomo, there he doesn't quote Meral Diskin, but that's the Svar of Meral Diskin, and therefore you're not either anymore, you're not either Issa Lefneivik, because you're doing it not to be Mashim, you're doing it to save yourself. In all the cases, you're doing it for yourself because you need it, and therefore there's no Issa Lefneivik. Important insight. Next case, yeah? Machir Shvius, if he said he's buying the para to plow. That's the Mishnah. Mishnah Shvius.
Why is it different than he says he's buying cigarettes to smoke on Shabbos?
Huh?
Well, why is it
different
that
I'm buying cigarettes? You're going to lose your panosa. When you lose your panosa, something else. No, Mishnah. Mishnah will be sent to Shmita both of you. He's going to lose his panosa, then you're Maldisk in there also. Another interesting case.
How much do you have to lose?
Huh?
How big a loss? Before you're allowed to do it?
Lose panosa. Someone loses panos. He closes the shop.
No. What about Minyas Revach?
That's not enough for me.
That's not enough. You didn't lose the panos business.
Right. It'd be out of business. Okay. Not an interesting case. A chasha mesholach came to a wealthy person, and he wanted, and he came collecting for his maesed, his yeshiva. The gvir, this wealthy person, was masking to give him $1,000. A nice lover. The shul says, nope, too little. So the gvir said, okay, $3,000. He says, he's Messiah, he didn't want to take it. The shul saw this person, he's a very mechubadik person, and there's no way to get rid of him. So he told him, what do you want? What's he want? What do you want to make you happy? So the he told him, I want $100,000. The Greer saw he has no, you know, he went on a svakach with him, he's a chosher person. So he wrote him out a check for $100,000. Parted him. No, the show goes to the bank, to collect the $90,000, the $100,000 that they donated, and the park in the bank, the teller says, there's not enough money in there to cover the check. Mishol is the shtikl chacham, a smart person, so he's able to find out that in this bank account is $90,000. So what did he do? He got $10,000, deposited in the account, and then he brought the check to the bank, he got his $100,000. He got his $100,000. So the Greer found out about it. He started screaming. He never was scouted to give that amount to the Mashiach. He knew in his bank account there's only $90,000, so they'll bounce the check. So man, that's why he won't check for $100,000. Because you know he won't be able to pay the he won't be able to cash the check. And the reason why he gave that check, because he wanted to send him the cover. Not that Bush is pardon him, so he wanted to get rid of him. So now the Greer came to Bezdin, he wants back his $90,000. So what's the din? If you would have that Mashiach, I don't know if you say it so fast.
I'm not on the base then, give him back his money.
Okay.
Does the Mashiach really think he was going to give him
That's what we're talking about. Okay, you can say it's far in time for Morgan, but we got to see what says the Chashim Mishpat. Okay? Okay, so I'm for Morgan. You have to realize your das has to fit the Shulchan Aruch, not the way around, okay? All right.
That's just like a story.
All right. Svar the Kach. See, he says he wrote a check. You obligated. So Chayit, Svar, Pashtis, Yitzchak is right. Why? The Greer wrote a check $100,000, and he signed on the check. Even though there's a covering now, there's still Shtar Chayv, it's his Chayvus. And if he wants to go to Bezdin or go to Akois, they should pay the check, the $100, a legitimate check. This is his signature. He would have to pay the Maisid. Because which Shaita writes a check for $100,000? He doesn't mean it. He doesn't mean it. Huh? But not now. Maybe down the road it could be worthless. Doesn't make a difference. He got a court. He has a right to go to court.
Put money in there that much.
What? If he goes to court, he'll probably win. You try to tell a judge the whole story? What?
What country is this?
Huh?
He never wins.
What country?
America.
The United States, a lot of times they'll give you part of it, and they'll shorten it on the thing.
Anyway, all right. So, Mishra did the right thing. And others, and they more of that. Mishulach has the right to pay another $10,000. Not only that, you got my 90, you have to give me another 10. The Chayi Katayna like that. Chayi, it's a shtak of swar. However, Allah is not like that. Okay. Allah is not like that. The Mishulach has to give back the $90,000. Where is the covenant? It's a Gemara. The Gemara is a Mishulach, it's a smah. The Gemara says in Babasa, that's Memem Beis, that someone is regaled by get. Or by Matana, that it's not, he's not giving you the life shalom, then the dinner is considered the einus, and it's Naman, it's a gimel to be amma, they really demean it, then it's bottled, the whole thing. And the Mechaber speaks out in Chashem Mishpat, Reishman Bey, Sif Aleph, this is the Russian, Hanaisim Matana Machmas Einzai. If someone buys something Machmas Einzai, pays for Machmas Einzai, Turing Zavan Zvinai. But when it comes to Matana, or by get, the dinner is, if you give by Matana, it's a case of Mechaba. Matana Machmas Einzai, Shansu Litein, Shansu Litein, Eini Matana. That feeling, Kibbe Oba Chayis, the Chosim Mishtar. Even if it's a Kabbe Chayis Mishtar, that he's going to give the Matana, but it's Machmas Einzai, it's nothing. That feeling, Eini Maisa Medor. Yedinim Ba'ainis, Eini Matana. If you know it's Ainis, it's not Matana. That's the Lashon of Mechaba. So the Smart speaks out over there, in Sif Katnalev, he says, that is the Tur, And the Chavis says they give it machmas einsay. Ainu ratzalayim adaf kainis gadol da'kov yisurim. Not talking when you force him, you hit him, you give him yisurim, kiyakatam. El kodon nanichalei v'naitzim etam shum dava. He really doesn't want to give it. He's not forced, but we know for sure he doesn't want to give it. Nice with Tom Shum Dov and Nasti again for another reason, like he's been cleansed or whatever it is. Ru'ainsai, Litzalai, the light lay Shalom. If it's not the lay Shalom, it's not a Matana. That's the side of the Smart says, and I couldn't find anyone disagree with that. In fact, let me finish. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes in Hilchos Niskei Mamon in Sif Yitches, the Mechila U'matana, She'enib Lev Shalom, Enikum. That's the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. So someone gives a matana and it's not like shalom, then didn't snack to the matana at all. So 1 second, let me just finish. Let me finish the whole idea and I'll take questions. This Lysaida Sma seems to me it's a mechaber also. The mechaber there, in that simon and sif test, he says, Mishayo hadvar mechichim, shindaiti li to the matana, if he sings a mechiah, that das was a givshe matana, Bottom matana zo meshadava machia sheni raitza. That's the lashon of mechaber. And same thing, mashmoyis mechaber and simur meshayis beis also the matan mechila and tov hakainza. If you know there's an einus, then it's enough. Then it's enough to vata the matana. That's the shura. So mela in this case. He has to give back the $90,000. What's your question?
There's an appeal in shul, and you have pressure to pay it on the amount. You never mean it, so you don't have to pay that amount.
If you really didn't mean it, and he's pressured you, then you... Machmasen, that's matana machmasen. That's only... Kaifen Oysai Reit Sani, if he agrees at the end. But if he says at the end, I never meant it, so on, Kim Mechaivim.
Even by a get, if I can?
Also, Kaifen Oysai Reit Sani, if I get, he has to mean it, like the Rama speaks out, he has to mean it at the end.
Yeah. Normally, if they
beat
the guy
at the end,
he doesn't
mean it. Certain cases, with mutter to force him, then even if he doesn't say it, it's okay. All right? Depends on the case. It depends the certain places you can beat up a guy to give a get.
Even though he really doesn't mean it.
Even doesn't mean it, right, yeah. So certain cases. No. Let me, 1 second, yeah? What?
If the Meshulah pressure someone and he gives more than he really wants,
at the end of
the money. Money's in the account, but he really didn't want to get that money.
Then he gets it's a matana.
So what is it? Did he have to give back the money? Huh? Or
the Meshulah can't take it. Well, 1 second. That's why I like you. Let me finish the idea. There's a Sefer Chassidim. That the Meshulah did over there, Mitzchila, was Shalai Kedin. Why? There's a Sefer Chassidim. And Simon Shinta Zion. Yesh Dvarim, I'm quoting it. Yesh Dvarim, She'enim Gezel. V'heim Chomorim, Yesim Gezel. Certain things that you're not stealing Mamish, but it's worse than stealing. Kegain, this old Lashon of Sefer Chassidim. Kegain, and Barach Adam. If a guest comes to a person's house, Ralphil Tzadig Yasha, even this the person's house, the person's house you're going to, the host. Those is a tzaddik yasha, avohu tzayin. But this tzaddik is a tzayin, the cheapskate. Ubrush legashay doesn't want to get rid of him now. Mibesay, or he comes to house other beisani, or he goes to a poor person's house. Shein sipa biyadi has enough not food for his own family, for his own kids himself. Not ubrush lemeshenvay, and he's embarrassed to say I can't invite you. Yes, I'm to invite you, and you know he doesn't have. And you invite yourself there, Gezel Gama B'din Shemayim. That's the Lashon of the Sefer Chassidim. And he says it again, in Simen Tav Reish Mem Beis, he ends off, Ki'ila Aichom and Gezel. If you eat from there, it's like you're eating from Gezel. That's it. So comes out, according to all this, first the Meshulach understood that Gvir doesn't want to give him the Lev Shalom. He gave him just today to part himself from him to get rid of him. You now take this check. And it's sitted, this means it's sitted at Gezel B'yadai. Ah, you want to kind of, it's never stucker, but since he was a Mishchav and Mitzchil to give, then he can't see it's there from stucker.
So what if he, Mishchil, says, he
you're giving it to me for Leib Sholem? And he says, yes. Even if
he doesn't. He has to be, he has to mean it. He has to mean it.
How do you guys mind?
The biggest riot is if you take him to Bezin, he starts streets afterwards. All right.
And then
he gives
the
Baal Bar
to
keep
the extra 10,000.
Huh? What?
Then the Baal Bar keeps the extra 10,000.
No, 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 no. He's not here to lose money. He's here to make money. No. Huh? No, depends on the case. All right. Not interesting case. It might happen. A Yidin Chutzlaretz. He came to ask the Shaili's Dum Shuva. What happened? He owns a store, he owns a company that sells plastic bags. Plastic bags. And they sell in a box, they sell 100 bags in each box. He thought one day, who counts those 100 bags? Who counts the 100 bags? So he said, if there's 100 there or not. So he started putting in a box only 95 bags. Only 95 bags. He had it there for a while, and no one's mirroring, no one's saying anything. Going is good, so he decided to cut down to 90 in each box. Each box. And again, a number of years passed by without anyone being mirroring from any person. Night comes, came a from person, came about tshuva, and now he wants to do tshuva. So he started what he wanted to put back. Stop putting back 100 in each box. So he came and asked the Shaila, what should he do? Well, on a path. He stole from many people. He only sold 95, 90. He doesn't know who bought them. And how is he kind of mitzvah? Heshes exer shel gozal. He wants him kind of mitzvah. What do you do? So he came to Yitzhak Zilberstein. You seem to know what to do. So he went to Chaim Kineski, his brother-in-law. What do we do with the tshuva? So Chaim told him like this. He says, it could be some of the kainim are yidin. So Mela, until today, he'll put 90 in each box. From now on, he should put 110 bags in each box. And each box has 110 now. So make a mechapa what you did. The yidin was mechapa himself, and he started putting 110 bags in each box. Beautiful. Story's not over yet. Story's not over yet. A little time passed by, and he comes back to Reb Chaim, and he tells him this is what happened. That one person, a guy, decided he's going to count how many is in the box, and he sees 110 bags in the box. He buys a second box. Again, 110. First time could happen, you know, a company makes a mistake. They put 110. He buys the second box, also 110. He buys the third box, also 110. So what does he do? He goes on the internet. He goes on the internet, and he's befasim him. Look at this guy. He advertised 100, and you're getting 110. Yeah?
Oh boy.
Everyone starts buying these boxes. He says, he tells Reb Chaim, I can't even keep up with the demand. Cross country. I can't even keep up the man on this. I became a Gavir overnight. Everyone's buying from me. And he says, do this. He said, he was like, they found out he's also a Yid. He's Mekai Shem Shemayim. So anyway, this is what he tells Reb Chaim. No, beautiful story. So Yitzchak Zilberstein tells us over to Eliashiv. The story to Eliashiv. Eliashiv's Leizu Adach. That was then. Life or death, this is not the way you do things. He disagreed with Reb Chaim, with his son-in-law. He says, who says from these Yidden they stole from that they're buying these boxes now? What kind of Hashem is there? What do you have to do? You have to do what Chazal say. The Gemara says, in Gemara Beya, Chavtesam Ralph, Nosem Baba Kamet, Sagdal, Chavtesam Ralph, Nosem Baba Kamet, Sagdal, and Beis, Gezel, Veni Demi Gozel. If you steal from another yid, and you don't know who you stole from, Yasser and Tzachar Rabim. What's called Tzachar Rabim? Tzachar Gemara says, you should make them Barin Sichem Horus. You should make beer so people won't find out what to drink. Today, I saw once that Tifchi Rabir says in Parshas Vayikra, it says, it's fixing like a mikvah. That's called Tzachar Rabim. Helping pay for a mikvah. That's called Tzachar Rabim. What else is Tzachar Rabim? You buy benches in the Beis HaKnesses or benches outside that people can sit on. The Chavetz Chaim writes, swing down from Shalach Kodesh. Chavetz Chaim in Avos Chesed and page Nun has a Gaur quote to Shalach Kodesh that says, the Huadim, if you sell, if you're not the Svarim to Shul, that's considered a Tzachar Rabim. Nepitcha Choshen writes in Gnere, Pergdal, then the Sifkot Nun, he said, but to give some stokah, that's the Ksir HaShava. That's what we're talking about. So anyway, the Riyasha said, you have to do Tzachar Rabim. That's it, Tzachar Tziba, Tzachar Rabim. And this is not Tzachar Rabim. Only the individual buying this box is not Tzachar Rabim. So Mela, that's no Takana. And Riyasha was Maisif, you hear this? He was Maisif. Lulei, the one Yidin that bought some boxes, give me Yitzhak, the Reisah, like the Chanan. He says, you're buying 100 boxes, you're giving presents. You don't know who you're giving it to. Huh? One second, let me finish. The Chaya, you have the Yitzhak, the like the Chanan. Since you don't have, there's no Chira Shavu Tanachri. Like it says in Sivas, Shimon Chesif Katan Aleph. Since he gave my turn to a guy, that's kind of Disakas. Then he became a Vietz later on. But when he did in the beginning, no, I understand, but Metzchila, his Kavanah was to give Matanis. That was Kavanah. So, and for Goy, there's no such thing as Tzachar Rabim by Goy, because by Goy there's no Chiva Shava. Rabbi Yidin is Chiva Tzachar Rabim. But if only be Yidin, Rabbi Asher said, there'll be Yisra Dreis for Yisachonim. The only reason you're allowed to give or put 110 bags is because maybe Yidin might buy it. But if it wouldn't have been that, even though he doesn't hold that reason, but it'd be different if it's only Yidin. Let's say you're someone in Oklahoma. How many Yidin are there? Then in such a case, it'd be Shai Yisra from Yisachonim.
But if there are only Jews buying it?
I said there's only Goyim. There's only Goyim. You're saying Oklahoma. How many Yidin are there? Very few. Okay? South Dakota. Very few Yidin. You know, I'm just throwing places. It's only Goyim. Then he would be not Yisra Yisachonim.
But if it's on Al-Das, that some Jews should get it back and Goyim have
right,
to get it.
Yeah, right,
problem?
That's okay. That's okay.
The Chavetz Chaim did something like
that,
didn't he?
1 second. So, Yitzchak Zilberstein says, he asked from a Meister from the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim had a store. And by mistake, one guy, forgot to bought a herring. A herring. And he left it there. And he didn't remember which guy it was. Chavetz Chaim, Radin also had Goyim also. So, he didn't know, so Chavetz Chaim was riding the star, so he didn't know how he was going to turn back this herring back. So what he did like this, he gave all the Goyim in the community, in Radin, he gave them each one a free herring. Free herring. So Chaya, how did Chavetz Chaim ask if it's Chizubashin, ask if it's Yashif, how could the Chavetz Chaim do this? The Chavetz Chaim was over here, so let's go on him. So Yasha said, by the Chavetz Chaim, there's no Yisrael Sechonim. Since by him returning back, he's going to Kiddush Hashem. So a man has no Yisrael Sechonim. Like you find in the Medrash Rabbah, a very famous Medrash Rabbah, and I'm quoting it. The people didn't hear it yet. Famous Medrash Rabbah. It's brought down in a lot of Muslim Svarim, this Medrash Rabbah. This Medrash Rabbah is in Parshas Ekev, Paragimel, Sivgimel, Ice Gimel. Meister b'shim men shatach, shalom oka chamor echad. Shim men shatach bought a chamor, a donkey. Mishmor v'yechas, from Yishmor, from Rav. Hochel tamidav, the team went and checked out the chamor, amatsu by Evan Achaz Teva, Tzloiba Tavai. They found a precious stone hanging by the neck, somewhere hidden in the forehead, whatever it is, was hanging on his throat. Amaloi, he said, Rebbe, Birchas Hashem Hitasha. They quote a pasuk Mishlei. Perek Yud pasuk Chavayz. Birchas Hashem Hitasha. Bunch of Ben Shirashiras. Amar Amim Shimon Ben Shadach. Chamor Lakasti. Vem Tayv Lakasti. I bought a chamor. I didn't buy the stone with it. Halachazir Isa Yishmaeli. He went to return back this Evan, sorry, the expensive ring, jewelry stone, sent a stone, and he returned it back to Yishmaeli. The Kara Allah Isa Yishmaeli, Baruch Hashem Elokei Shimon Ben Shatach. Blesses Shimon Ben Shatach, the God of Shimon Ben Shatach. God, Rabbi Eliyahu writes, he beats on his measure, Rabbi Eliyahu, and he quotes in Leib Eliyahu, Pashas Nasai, he says, why did God normally say thank you? What is it, why? He said, Baruch Hakei, normally, when you do someone a favor, you turn something back, he says, thank you. Thank you, Shimon Ben Shatach. What do you have to say? Why mention the guy? The guy felt that, Nispoil, that the person to do such a thing, to give such expensive things, he'd be a rich man overnight, he has to come from a godly person. He has to be a person that has a God, that's a religious person. That's what Rabbi Yom writes. That's why I said, Baruch HaKei Shem Meshadah. Anyway, so Meiris is so, Dr. Rabbi Yasha said, there's no, the case of Chavetz Chaim, there's no Issa of Leisachonim. But over here by the bags, there's no Pirsum of Kiddush Hashem, just he wants to make some bags, because think Kai V'Heshev, because maybe somebody you don't buy back. So Rebbe returned. So Meira, then there's the Issa Leisachonim. And the reason why it's Mutav over here, because there are Yidin that also bought bags also. Yeah, but you didn't know that in the beginning. Later on, he was Kaddish Hashem. But with Shash, when he gave it, when he started changing 110, he didn't know it's going to get on the internet. Yeah.
Go back to Lake Shalom. You just won the opinion of Lake Shalom. Is that located by Harrison and Missourian too?
What do you mean? By diamond ring?
Let's say the diamond is without a
solution. All right. Interesting. Just
he's not into it. He's
someone last week, what? He's not interested in marrying the girl?
Yes, he's being pressured.
Huh?
He's being pressured, and you're sitting at the table. Lion sitting at the table.
Doesn't make it. It's chal. He needs a get.
Chal.
Yes, chal. Yes, chal. I just
rather
last week I got interesting shaila. Someone bought a diamond ring for his kala. You know, from the chuppah, real diamond ring. Anyway, no. The ring they put on.
The gold band.
Call the band. Okay. Gold band, you put on the ring, B'shas Kedushin. He paid a couple $100 for it. Later he found out, a few months later, it started getting tarnished. They brought it to a jeweler. This is a fake,
gold plated,
whatever it was. It wasn't real stuff. They paid $100 and it was a fake. So 1 second. So he came and asked the Shaila, does he have to Mekash Isha again? The answer is to Ramah. Ramah usually, if you've ever gone to a chuppah, the Masada Kedushin always says, it's worth a Sharputa. And the Eidim says, it's worth a Sharputa. So even though it was a fake, but at least he says, it's worth a Sharputa, it's enough. So, one second. So Ramah says, even though she thought it's a real thing, but she's very masculine, ready even a Sharputa. So Mela, if he's not masculine, then he has problems with his marriage, okay?
What if by him to make a choice, he wants to take the ring back now to the dealer?
Huh?
So really, wasn't it?
It's a good Kedoshin. It's a good Kedoshin. Okay? All right. This Shaila, next Shaila. Next Shaila, this comes up very often. Very important Shaila. Ruben is driving a car. He's driving a car in the street. All of a sudden, he makes a short stop. He breaks. And Shimon's behind him, and he knocks into Reuben's car. And both the cars are damaged. Who's Chayev? Is Reuben Chayev to pay for Shimon, or Shimon's Chayev to pay for Reuben? Hulia, what's the deal with such a thing? So what? Let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Let's see what it says in Gemara. Okay? We'll see if you're right or not. Okay? So, it's a Gemara. It's a Mishnah Mefereshes. The Mishnah Mefereshes says like this. I'm quoting. Baba Kama Laman Aleph Omer Aleph. And it says the opposite. The Gemara says, Shtei Kadorim Shom Hachem Zeh Hazeh. What's Kadorim? People who are cobblers. What do they call? Kadorim. They're one after another. The Niskal Rishon, and the first one was Niskal, the Nafal. In the second one, hidden to the first one, the Rishon is Chayev, the Niska Sheni. That's a Mishnah. And the Gemara says the same thing also. How about Kaira, Rishon, Balchavis, Achrein, Vinish Bechavis, the Kaira, Potter. Then Om about Kaira, let's say about Kaira stopped, made a stop, and the one behind him knocked into it, and no, Bechavis, Bechavis, Chayev, because Shloy Beshutz. That's what the Gemara says. He had no right to stop. He stopped. He's Chayev to pay. And same thing is brought down Ladina in Chashimishbet, in Shinai and Chesed Beis, Simon Tafya Gimel, and also in Simon Tafya Gimel Sifalos. So it comes out according to this, that someone's driving a car, and all of a sudden he stops, and there's one behind him knocks into him. The one who stopped, Reuven, the first one who stopped, is Chayev. And that's, like it says clearly in the Mishnah, and the Gemara, and Shulchan Aruch. The Pisca Choshen, in Perek Aleph, in Zikin, in Chelek Nezikin, in Perek Aleph, Sifkot 9 Tes. He brings out, comes out according to this Mishnah, and according to this Gemara, it comes out according to this, and according to the Shulchan Aruch. This who are they? They're talking about walking, carrying wood, and so on. Kaira, Chavius, and so on. So who are they with a car? If someone stops, makes a sudden stop, not according to the rules of stopping normally, you slow down, you just make a sudden stop, and the second one knocks into you, and you couldn't stop in time, the one who stops, Reuven, he's chayv on the kelim, mitam mazik. That's the lashon of the, let me finish, that's the lashon of the Pisca Choshen. And same thing I saw in the Chaveret HaYosha HaTov, in Chelek Tezvav, he brings down from Zalman Chema Goldberg, the chayv mitam mazik. Mamish this case. The one who stops, he's the one that's chayv.
He stopped for no reason.
Whatever reason he stopped for. But the second one...
Huh?
I'm talking for no reason. I'm talking shloi b'shut. Shloi b'shut. Okay. Let me finish. The Pesach Choshen has a kasha on this. Yes. Why you chayv on the Maaseh Hezek? The most it could be the grammar. I stopped my car, he knocked into me. I didn't knock into him, he knocked into me. So shouldn't it be a grammar? So he says you have to say pshat, that since Reuven was going, and now he stopped, his amida b'emsa lichis k'sira ha'maisa, and it's v'chal adam ha'mazik. And he quotes this same thing from the Sefer Tehillah David, which is very choshev Sefer, you can make it on Arachayim, but it's on choshev Mishra also, and also he brings out from Chazanish in Baba Kama, Simnaal says, Yechayv in such a case, Yechayv on Kalim. Yechayv on Kalim. Because the din is like this. But when it's bar, the halacha is by bar, the Gemara says, by bar, Shor v'layadon chamar v'kalim. If I'm mazik a bar, if I'm mazik, I'm chayv. But if it's a bar, and someone falls into a bar, and ruins his suit, and ruins his kalim yapata, because chamar v'layadon shor v'kalim. So the head zakta, if the chiv would be tam bar, then I would be patan kelim, because we dash chamar adon shav like kelim. Over here the chiv is tam adon mazik, so adon mazik is chayv as kelim. And same thing speaks out the zamichen and Goldberg in the chavers. And the same thing I found also came out. The same thing speaks out the sma and simon shin tzadik dalet sifkot and ches and says the vices from the chaber in shimpei dalet sif aleph. And also vices like that, this you say. I'm telling you from the Pisach Hashem, from the Zalman Chemi Goldberg, is also vices from the Chashuvan and Shin Ayin Test of Cotton Hay. So Chayim cites that the one he stops all of a sudden, Shloi B'Shutz, the Kesh Shloi B'Shutz, the first one's Chayim. However, let me finish. However, the Shachashur Chemed and Baba Kama, that from Al, he argues. You don't mean now what I've said till now? He's Lamed Aleph from Lamed Aleph. He says the one behind is Chayev. Mamish the opposite. The Shimon, the one who's driving, knocks into Uber and Uber stops all of a sudden. He's Chayev and they pay the Hezekim. But since by Umas Aylam, the American lawyers, that the one that's behind is Chayev, since the Minyan Medina, the second one is Chayev, the one behind is always Chayev. So since then he says, even Al Pidin Taya, Nischayev is Hasheni. Since it's the Dominican of like that, so maybe the Chayev didn't tell you. And he's Mansif. And the Cheshechem is Maisef. And none of these things. The reason why they make such a rift, because the Cheshech cook nefesh. And they put the Chayes on the one who's behind, on Shimon. Because the Chayes himself, if he's behind another car, he should be more careful. And he has to be far enough apart. So Mela, it's not Megeret to the entire. And then he adds on another reason, he says, that every car has brake lights. He should be watching the brake lights. So Mela, it's like he was warned beforehand, and Mela, the first one is Pata, and the second one is Chaya. The Chaya, what the Chishachem says, the Chaya is Timur. He says, even though the Halacha is not like that, but the Minhag changes. I the Chaya, that you do it in Keshach. The Shach says, in Chashemishbet, Simen Ayin Gimel, Sifkat Lam Tess, it's all Arichas. But Iki said, he says, the Ains in Mefurish, in our Dinim, it says in Shechonoch, Gemara, Pasik, Shechonoch, Ains in Mefurish, by us in the Dinim, you don't say Dinim Achos Adina. And also, and I feel it's a con from Dino. Even though it's good for the welfare of the country, doesn't make a difference. You don't say Dinim Achos Adina. If it's connected, something that says in Shechonoch. And Sandik speaks out to Ramah, and says Simen Shins HaMachtes, and says, this is a Russian of Ramah. But not to use dinim of a shulchan of the Goyish laws. If you stop going to the law of the land, you have to put away, lock up the shulchan. You don't need it anymore. You also law of the land. So you go about the law of the land only when it's not connected to the Torah, especially meaning Amidina. But to do something, connect a Shulchan Aruch, not like that. So here we have a Shulchan, we have a Mechaber, you have a Mishnah, you have a Gemara, you have a Shulchan Aruch, says clearly, you don't go past you go with the first guy, the second guy. So where is the beautiful Zubish to say such thing? This kasha bothered me very much. Until I have a Porsche Teretz. That the din is, what the beautiful meant is that when you take to drive, let's say you get a license to drive. So you account yourself all the rules of that city, of that country. When you drive a car, you sign something, you sign a that allows you to drive, gives you a license, that allows you to drive. So it's Almanas King. Like you said, it's Almanas King. So Almanas, when I take driving lessons, I drive, it's Almanas King. So this would be heard. Even though Apidinir, the Shulchan Aruch says not like that, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says not like that, when I take the license, take a license, I'm going to cover myself all the rules of that state. So maybe in such a case, it's not against Shulchan Aruch, I'm going to cover such a thing. So I'm going to cover, I'm not king. So maybe everyone who holds it is not. So that's the svar of the Shulchan Aruch. The Dina, if someone comes and asks me Shaila, I'll tell him certainly like the Pesach Chayshen, like the Zemel Chaim Goldberg, that the Rishon is Chayav, not the second one. If Zemel Chaim adds on one more important thing, very important. Until now we're saying over here, there's other Ramazik, so that's why it's Chayav to pay. What happens in the Chaveres Yosha Taif, if Zemel Chaim adds on one more thing, which I think is very important. It's talking, our case is talking, it's that it's a Mazik B'Yadayim. That one car next to another car, that's called Mazik B'Yadayim. But let's say Ruvain parks his car in a legal place. You can't see a car, let's say around the corner, which he's not allowed to park there. He's also parked on a Kang Zuggers, where he can't see. Now Shimon comes with his car, driving down there. He doesn't notice his car, which is parked in a corner, which he can't see because it's around its curve or something like that. He didn't see Ruvain's car. He knocks into Ruvain's car that's parked there. Then the ruins on the chayim didn't burn. Now, when you're driving, you have the mazik. But I park a car and I get out of the car, and someone comes afterwards and knocks at the car, then there's a din of bar then. Once it's in the bar, then I'm pata. Even though the chayim seichel tells me not like that, shor le'odon chamor le'kerem, so p'dine Yisrael, you're pata. The only shayla is where I didn't have a chance to mavar, can I go after his insurance? I can't go after him. Let's say a guy doesn't want to give him my insurance. Maybe he can't do that because the halach is your potter. But anyway, in such a case, you be potter on the kerem because it has a dinner of bar and doesn't have a.
It's only if he's illegally parked.
Huh?
It's only if he's illegally parked.
It's illegally parked, right?
Illegally
problem.
No problem. No.
What's the, isn't it law? That you need?
What?
What's the American law?
The American law?
The other guy has a right to hit your car even if you're legally parked.
But Abdini saw. The question is, I don't know the same thing. These are laws of insurance. That's not laws of the American law. I don't know. Any day. Okay.
What happened to the first guy had to stop because someone was running in the street?
Huh?
The first car had to stop someone was running in the street. Is he still on your side?
Then in such a case, it'd be fucked up. We won't spoke about it this year. All right. Next week, we'll start going back to the halachas of possible, but kissing, very important halachas.